But first, we're going to get to the newly confirmed Commissioner of State Government Services, Ms. Roanne DeCito. How are you, Roanne?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, congratulations. It's finally happened.
Yes, it did.
I heard it was quite the ceremony. And was it a unanimous decision?
It was a unanimous decision in the Senate, yes.
Congratulations. Very nice.
Yes. And many of my former colleagues did speak on behalf of my my nomination. I think there were about 20 or 21.
Nice. It must have been kind of embarrassing for you to sit there and
have
to listen.
It was very humbling, I will say that.
And they're already putting you to work, Roanne.
Yes, they are.
Already a couple days in, and you are already scheduled for meetings. And there's a meeting today at the
Griffiths Institute. I will be part of the Governor's People First Tour statewide conversation regarding his legislative agenda.
And why don't you tell everybody what the People's First campaign is?
The governor certainly promised that during his campaign that he would change Albany. And the People's First campaign is focusing, now that the budget is over and he's accomplished bringing the financial plan into place with the budget, we are now focusing on property tax cap, ethics reform, and marriage equality.
Now, the property tax cap is a big issue, and the governor said for the local constituents to tell their elected officials to make it happen or don't come home.
He did say that. Yes, he did.
Now, a lot of school districts are worried about this. How do you help kind of relieve the pressure that's been put on them for this?
Well, the governor believes that the people want the property tax relief. And what he would like to do is give them some property tax relief by enacting the property tax cap. And, you know, a lot of the mandates, we do have a mandate reform task force, and many of the mandates have been put into place over, you know, many, many years, over 40 years, and it will take time to really undo the spider web of mandates. So we will continue to work on that. The governor has people in place to do that, but we believe that in New York, and especially in upstate New York, we continue to lose population and jobs at a rate greater than the national average while our taxes continue to rise. And we really do need this type of relief for our people.
Another one that looks like it's going to be tough that the governor wants to focus on is ethics reform. And that seems like it's going to be a pretty big task to accomplish.
Well, I believe that that's why we're out here talking to the people. And, you know, the recent scandals in state government have really resulted in people, you know, losing trust in government. And Governor Cuomo has made it a priority to clean up Albany. He did as Attorney General. And we know that we need tough ethics laws. And, you know, being a former legislator, I can tell you that as someone who's worked very hard in my job as a legislator and always really believe that the people should come first and we need to restore the integrity in government by passing a strong ethics piece of legislation, and I'm going to be talking about that today. We need to create an independent monitoring and enforcement because self-policing really just doesn't work.
Yeah, and I think the most interesting thing that the governor is really pushing for is the marriage equality. You know, over 50% of New Yorkers said they're in favor of, you know, opening it up for gay marriage.
Exactly. And when you think about marriage equality, this is really a human rights issue. As a former legislator, I did support marriage equality in the legislature, and I really believe that this is a right, a human right, and, you know, this is really something that New York really needs to stay in the forefront of. We've always been in the forefront of human rights issues, and we need to move forward.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, that's just the, you know, New York City and downstate, you know, propping up these numbers. But it's in the last Siena poll that I saw, it was surprising on how much support this issue had for in upstate New York. It was,
right, the people of New York do support marriage equality. 58% of New Yorkers will support marriage for same-sex couples, and a majority of New Yorkers from all regions of New York State support marriage equality. And again, a civil rights issue. You know, I think people have to realize that there was a time when some states, not New York, but some states actually banned interracial marriages. And I think, you know, New York really has to go out into the forefront of this issue.
Now, Rowan, how hard was it cleaning out your office?
How hard was it cleaning out my office? Out my office of almost 20 years collecting was very difficult, but we saved all the stuff that had sentimental value, and we moved forward, brought some of it over to OGS. Mark, I want to say that if people want to read more about the issues that I just talked about, as far as property tax gap, ethics reform, and marriage equality, they really should go to nypeoplefirst.com, and they can express their concerns over these issues to the governor and support the governor in these issues.
Or they could get out to the Griffiths Institute, and the doors open at 9, and the event starts at 10, correct?
They certainly can. Doors open at 9:30, and at 10 a.m. we will be at the Griffiths Institute at 725 Dedalian Drive in Rome, and this is part of the governor's People's First Tour statewide conversation.
And everybody's getting out. The governor's putting everybody out there to get the word out and
yes,
to talk to people.
We're so. All out there as commissioners getting out and talking to the people, just as he promised during his campaign and has been talking about it since he's been elected. As the governor said, he is completing what he told the people when he ran for office. These were the issues, and now he's just following through.
Excellent. Ms. Rowan Destito, the brand new Commissioner of Office and Office of General Services for the state of New York. Thank you so much, Rowan. And anybody get out there if you wanted to hear more about these issues.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rowan.
Thank you, Mark. It's good talking to you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.